Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Channel Media and Market Research, New England Sports Survey Day.
That's what it is. It's Survey Day 2020, provided by the good people at Channel Media and Market Research. 15,898 people participated in the survey and answered to its completion.
New England Sports Survey Day.
Thank you. The question was asked about the 2020 Red Sox. Compared to last season, 2019, would you say you followed the Boston Red Sox this season much more, somewhat more, neutral, same amount there, somewhat less or much less?
I'd say not at all.
Well, they're the closest
thing. Much less. Much less.
The closest thing.
I'd say much less.
Much less would be the closest thing to not at all.
Yes.
And that got the not the majority, but the most votes at 40%. 40% said they watched much less. 38% said somewhat less. That means that nearly 80% of the people who answered the question said that it was less or much less.
Yeah, I think it was indicated well within the ratings.
Which showed up in the ratings, as you said, Zoe.
Yeah,
absolutely.
TV ratings, yeah.
So then they asked the follow-up. Well, what made you watch less than you did before? The options were the team wasn't good. The schedule was different and difficult to follow due to COVID-19. The team was not likable. No fans in the stadium took away from it.
All the above.
Games are too long.
All the above.
Baseball's schedule seemed rushed. More interested in following other teams. Baseball has become too political. With players kneeling, speaking out, etc. I was too busy.
Hard to say that during these times.
Season is too long. Really? 60 games was too long. I was more interested in following the presidential election. I was more interested in following other MLB teams or other. So these are the respondents who said they were
Where's the option
less.
For nothing seems to matter anymore?
The team.
Asteroid.
That's what I.
Bring and the asteroid.
And by the way, you were able to select all that applied on this particular answer.
Oh, okay.
The team not being good was the lead vote getter. 65% said the team wasn't good. 40% said the schedule was difficult to follow. 39% said the team wasn't likable. Mm-hmm. No fans in the stadium was 31%. And finishing fifth was the games are too long. So COVID, the team not likable, the team not good were the things that were ahead of the games being too long.
What was more difficult to follow schedule-wise because of COVID than other years? Did you used to memorize the entire 162-game schedule? But this year, I'm like, I can't do it. I can't figure out what they're doing. They're playing high school teams. They're playing on the moon.
I remember there was a two-week stretch.
Anything, I think it was easier to follow.
There was a two-week stretch where you didn't recognize a name of the pitcher that they rolled out.
Okay, well, that's something different.
We 40%
of the people, for what at least one of their answers said the reason why they didn't watch the Red Sox because the schedule was difficult to follow due to COVID-19. Does that make any sense to anyone?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Not
that would
totally
make you watch more because
that.
You're at home.
Yeah. But I would say outside of your team being bad and a pandemic – even though it's fifth on the list, it still is sort of a leading thing, the games being too long. So that was represented in this in some way.
Yeah, almost a third of the people said that was one of the reasons why they didn't watch.
Right. So if the team was good and there wasn't a pandemic and there were fewer people watching, I think the number one thing there by process of elimination is that games are too damn long. They move too slow. They don't move enough. They don't move well enough. But 80% saying they watched less on the Red Sox this year. You want to know how some of the individual moves went over? Trading David Price, bringing back Alex Cora, signing Benintendi to a contract, hiring Chaim Bloom, and then not re-signing and then trading Mookie Betts. So one being poor, seven being excellent, and then they conveniently broke out the top two, six or seven being great to excellent. 59% of people said it was great or excellent that David Price was traded.
Wow.
This is an unlikable guy. Probably your most detestable player.
It was split on bringing back Alex Cora as manager. 51% graded it as a six or seven. 23% said it was number one, poor. A bad choice to bring him back. That's how that sort of came out.
Wow.
35% had it as a one, two, or three. So, you know, it's about one third of the fans want nothing to do with him, and two thirds of the fans do want him. There are more fans that think it's great than think it's terrible.
Yeah, by a two to one margin, I would say almost.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because all it's stuck in your mind is Ron Renicki and what you had to swallow as an organization, as a team this past year, like the product, the entire product. Alex is at least a known commodity. It's a name. Gives you something to potentially look forward to. If they would have hired that Kelly kid that lives down here in Castle Island, maybe not as exciting.
Benintendi ranked third as 29%, rating it a six or seven. The hiring of Chaim Bloom did not get high marks. And I don't think it's because anyone thought it was poor. Only 12% answered one or two. Really, everybody's sort of in the middle. 38% said it was five, ranked it as a five, which is good. Yeah, it's good. But I don't think people are sold on him yet, which is understandable. He just got here, right? I think people just want
to see
more.
I think it's incomplete, right?
Everyone seems stuck in the middle on that.
What are you going to grade him on?
Yeah, based on the answers. Not signing Betts. 63% of people answer with one. Not re-signing and trading Betts.
That's turnoff.
Huge hit to the Red Sox on that one. 2% of fans said it was excellent. Yep.
So 1 out of 10 people thought it was a pretty good thing.
Sports Hub. Who are those people?
Yeah, 9% total answered six or seven. So 1 out of 10 fans thinks, oh, that's good.
What rock do they live under?
And if you want to say it's 2 out of 10 based on 11% saying five, yeah, we'll say 2 out of 10 think that's a positive. Whereas the other 80% view it as a negative thing.
Yeah.
That they did not re-sign Betts and they then traded him. That's all included as one item. So people loved trading Price. They loved bringing back Alex Cora. They liked Andrew Benintendi getting re-signed. They don't know what to think of Chaim Bloom, and they hate the Betts move. That is taking the temperature of Red Sox fans at the moment. 617-779-0985. Harry in the car on Theo leaving the Cubs. Hey, Harry.
Hey, how are you? I travel back and forth from Boston to New York, so I listen to a sports talk show. And I see these Steve Cohen, he hired that Sandy Alderson as team president. And he's 72 years old, and he said in an interview, I need someone to take over for me. I can't work forever. And so he resigns this week, Theo Epstein. You think he wants to take a year off. You think he could go work for Moneybags Cohen and be a consultant?
Harry, it's the first thought I had when we talked about the story when it first came out about 25 minutes ago. I thought, well, it's more likely he goes to the Mets than anywhere else if he's going to go somewhere. But as we heard from others, he's going to take a full year off. He's not interested currently with the Mets or Phillies. And Bob Nightingale says he could emerge as part of an ownership group in a year.
That's interesting. Yeah, expansion. Ownership challenge, next step. Like, if you're that much of a thinker, and he seems that so, type, like, he needs to be challenged.
If you're the Red Sox, would you find a way to make him a part of your ownership group?
I mean, it'd be a neat story, bringing him home. He went elsewhere, yes. Won. Come home, but, yeah, we want you
That's
to be,
my
we,
thought. Don't bring him back. If you're going to bring him back, which I, you know, say on Twitter.
John, I mean, how long does Henry want to do that?
You know, bring him back. Bring him home.
How long does Henry want to do this with Werner? And you know, just let's let him be the face.
Epstein says in a letter, according to Jeff Passan, he will spend time with family and work with nonprofits, including his foundation to be named later, and the Players Alliance. Quote, I do plan on having a third chapter leading a baseball organization someday, though I do not expect it to be next year. Oh, so maybe it's longer.
I wonder if his foundation to be named later is going to go so well for him that he's going to leave it that as the Washington football team is potentially going to leave their name the way it is because people actually dig it. They dig the uniforms. They like, hey, I say football team. Now you think the Washington team. Theo Epstein's going to work on his foundation.
You know that No. That's the name of the foundation. It's been the name for a long time.
It's a joke. Yeah,
oh. It's a joke.
It's a good one.
He's like thinking.
Well, I thought you didn't know that it was actually.
No, I knew
that.
Yeah. I'd like to see him jam out with Peter Gammons on tour somewhere.
Hot stove. Hot stove. Cool music. When's that happening?
No, I'm dreading. I am dreading the announcement that along with the bean pot.
Oh, virtually. I want a virtual concert.
Another rite of passage every year in this town. Hot stove. Cool music is going to be called off.
Nope.
But
they're going to do it virtually. You need speakers.
Yes.
And you're going to do virtual Santa.
Yes. I love the virtual concerts.
New Year. Virtual Christmas trees. Yes. Everything. Virtual Hanukkah. Yes. Yes.
Virtual.
Do it.
Yeah. Rock out. Now we'll get to your calls coming up next. 617-779-0985 on everything. The survey. Theo. The Red Sox.
Sports.
All of the above. Sports. Let's do sports talk next.
Hello?
Put that in the spot.
Hello? What do you think of Hardy? What do you think of Hardy?
He's doing the 180.
Yeah. What do you think of Hardy?
I love Hardy. Hardy's my favorite, quite honestly.
Okay, there we go.
Lucky guy. Great call.
He can be really insufferable, though.
Great call.
He's been cranky lately.
I know. Love you all.
Hardy, you look good, too. You down a couple pounds?
Couple pounds.
Yeah, I think so.
Whatever.
Hardy never needed to lose weight.
Oh, bless your heart. Why don't you send us some photos of you?
Hardy's
some
never
casual
been,
wear. A couple of different outfits. Couple of different outfits, that's all.
Send him over to T-Bone.
T-Bone will send you some photos back. Here, let me give you T-Bone's
cell phone number. Can you believe T-Bone doesn't have a girlfriend? Put the camera on T-Bone.
I don't like his heart today. His hat today, though.
You don't like my... You don't like my hat today.
Yeah, you look like an 8-year-old.
It's sort of a burnt...
You don't have a girlfriend? Because I don't have a boyfriend, so that's kind of hot, too.
I don't have a girlfriend. I just have a wife who would get really mad if she heard me say anything about it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's T-Bone that has no girlfriend.
T-Bone.
Oh.
What happened to T-Bone's girlfriend?
I'm not that bad looking. You guys are awesome.
All right, Laura.
Good call.
Hell of a call.
That's our best call of the day.
She wanted to call and tell Zoe looked good today.
It's picture day.
It's that old Mitch Hedberg
joke. You had to take a picture today?
No, TV day. Picture day. So we're something nice. My usual pullover.
Mitch Hedberg, you say, I don't have a girlfriend. I just know a girl who would get really mad if she heard me say that. Closest thing
she
to it.
She likes that I waved her. It was so good.
That's nice.
Wow.
What is it about your look today specifically, Zoe? Is it that checkered shirt and the black sweater?
He's a little dressed up today.
Did you have a little TV this morning?
A little TV this morning.
There it is.
Yeah.
Mike, in the car. Hey, Mike.
Well, that's a tough call to follow. So
sure is.
You all look hot today. You all look great.
I'll sit you in a car.
If I missed it. When you guys were running down the
baseball
list of options on that survey, was there an option for I absolutely detest the ownership?
For which
it was not for reasons for watching less. It was not one of the options.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably pretty obvious when you do the ownership thing, and they're at 4%.
They did suffer greatly in the survey. Ownership of the Boston Red Sox did not do well.
Didn't think that would be on the survey, though.
Why don't you like them? On all honesty,
what's to like? The Red Sox have basically become the New England Revolution.
No, the Revolution are actually doing a much better job, I think, than the Red Sox right now. I think that's fair to the Reds.
Well, they're building to something. I mean, the Red Sox ownership has brought you four championships and done about as much as that to that park as they could do in that area around there.
Right, and the most recent championship was 25 months ago. It's not like it was, you know,
look at the,
10 years.
Look at the mess in New York with the Mets. I mean, look around this country and that sport and some of these groups that struggle to put any type of a product. They spend. This year is different. They suck this year. They should be skewered for this year. They just meld it in. Like they didn't want to touch this year. We'll see what they do in the offseason. See if they get back into it. You know, a couple big signings. See what the market is. See what Bloom's plan is.
You want another quick answer?
On what?
Quick survey item?
Sure.
What was the best thing that happened in Boston in the sports scene in the last year?
Ooh.
Unaided write-in. I'm going to tell you what number one was because I don't think you would just think of this. Because the other ones are like specific
survey
sports. Sports survey said the number one answer, and it's an appropriate answer, that sports happened, and that our teams played, and that they figured out a way to play even with the current pandemic.
Okay,
that was voted as the number one best thing.
Should be,
and it got 35% of the vote. That sports played on, and they kept doing their thing.
Yeah.
After that, it's specific items. And based on how the Celtics did, what do you think they did in this particular?
No, very high.
Oh, they were the next best thing.
Sure, Danny's up Boston. There, Wick's up there, Boston. Hey, Miami kicked your ass. That was fun.
The second best thing, Boston Celtics season, playoff run, and getting to the postseason. That was the outside
didn't
of
we even talked
playing,
about. It. Didn't even feel like a postseason.
Outside
it didn't
of existing,
feel like a postseason,
they got the top item. Top billing there.
Okay. Did they go through Murderer's Row? Excuse me. Did they go through Murderer's Row? No. Milwaukee got popped. I mean, would you have to beat Philly?
Okay, but what was better than that?
Nothing. Nothing.
I mean, there was
what was signing Cam Newton?
Signing Cam Newton among the sports items was
there's
third.
There's a lot of Cam Newton people out there. Right?
Because here's how the order is. Number one was that sports happened. Number two was the Celtics season. Number three was the Bruins season and their playoff run.
Number I would say that's a disappointment.
Number four was the decision by ownership across the teams to not have fans. People saying it was a tough decision to not have fans, but that it was done so fans can stay and be healthy. That was the fourth highest thing that people were approving of.
I'm amazed by that because I hear nothing but the opposite. People bitching about not being able to go to games.
Well, the circles you're running.
Not really. I'm not really running a circle.
More of a square.
I did for the buffering for the video, like at the Garden. That was the only circle I run in. Yeah.
So the Cam Newton signing got 10% of the vote, which is the third real like sports item. It goes Celtics, Bruins, Cam Newton. Alex Cora was right behind Cam Newton, though, at 7%.
Well, he paid
when you
dues.
Start looking at the list, though, you start thinking to yourself, by the way, this is what's great.
What a sucky year, man.
After Alex Cora, under the best things that happened.
This is my favorite.
This is going to, the caller that we just had is going to enjoy this point. Thankful that the Boston Red Sox season was only 60 games and was shorter. That was viewed as a huge positive. Right ahead of the Patriots sending PPE to hospitals in New England.
Oh, sending the plane to China and bringing them
back.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady leaving got 2%. 2 out of every 100 sports fans in New England said, yeah, get out of New England, Tom Brady. That's a good thing.
That's those same people that voted for Betts leaving. Yeah. I'm going to buck the system.
But Hardy, which didn't make the list, by the way. No, apparently no one said that. But
Hardy raises a good point. The best thing to have happened in the last year are the Celtics and Bruins runs.
There's nothing else.
Maybe they're just really deserving of all the high praise they're getting in the survey this year.
We say the Bruins are a disappointment.
What else is there?
We say the Bruins are a disappointment, but you eventually lost to the Stanley Cup champ. You got eliminated by Tampa.
Yeah. Do you want to know what the worst things are? You've heard the good. I can give you the worst items now. What people are voting is the worst stuff to have happened to us in the last year in sports. I'll tell you next.
Oh.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's all do what the best things are, according to the many respondents. Worst thing to happen in the last year in New England sports, unaided write-ins. Number one, what do you think, Zoe? Pretty obvious.
Brady.
Tom Brady's departure, 38%. Trading Mookie Betts was second.
It's not good for both because Betts obviously went on to win a World Series, played well in a World Series. Didn't get the MVP. Brady is currently playing well. His team seems to be trending well. He may be in the mix to go to a Super Bowl. These two could win it elsewhere. Betts won it elsewhere.
Yeah.
Brady can win it elsewhere. That NFC's wide ass open.
Those make sense. You would think number three would be that the Red Sox are a terrible, terrible team. Like wretched. They're a wretched team.
Wasn't me. Zoe.
It's okay.
Water. I don't know why okay, that can't. It's water.
It's fine.
What would you put ahead of the Red Sox being absolutely disgraceful?
See, but I mean, I think people expect
the worst thing
to
happen
back,
in sports, you know? This year. The worst things to happen
in
sports.
Yeah, that we didn't really
year.
Have a baseball season.
Tom Brady, right. Tom Brady leaving.
Then Betts. Trading
Mookie Betts, and then what?
The stoppage with the Bruins.
Like, what else is really bad?
The Bruins were rolling, and then we had the stoppage.
I think that's a good answer.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good answer.
That didn't even become third. Third was the
it didn't feel
Celtic
like,
season in ending and not winning a championship.
Because you thought they were going to?
They were going to beat the Lakers? You couldn't beat the Heat.
There's a theme
you
here today.
You couldn't beat the Heat.
There's a theme here today.
It's very Celtics friendly, this this survey this year.
Did that even go seven games?
The Bruins season ending and not winning a cup was after that, fourth. Red Sox pitching by itself was fifth. I thought it would have been a more general Red Sox answer, like, yeah, the Red Sox were terrible.
But they were terrible last year, too.
How about this? 11% said Tuukka Rask leaving the bubble.
Ooh.
8% said the marathon getting canceled. 8% said no one being able to attend games. That makes sense. Tom Brady, here's one, 7% of the vote. Tom Brady turning into a diva, prima donna, or being or becoming too good for us.
Which they separated from Tom Brady leaving.
That's how pissed they are.
I don't even care that he left.
They're so
it's
pissed.
The fact that he turned into such a princess.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing to happen in sports the whole year.
Yeah, Alex and TB12 weren't here back then. Yeah. We're so pissed, we're going to make it two categories.
Patriots players opting out was 7% as well. Mm-hmm. And here's an interesting one. 3% of the vote said Stephon Gilmore sulking, not willing to play, or crying that he might have been traded.
Boy, is that current, huh? Jesus.
Wow, is that fresh?
Does that even rank in the worst things to happen in sports in Boston this year?
Like, there weren't a lot of things to pick from on the good list. Maybe there just weren't enough things to pick from on the bad list.
Welcome
either.
To 2020.
It's just blah.
It's just a bunch of.
How about this? The worst thing about this this year in Boston sports, Gilmore's a baby.
The fact you got Gilmore's a baby and Brady's a prima donna.
Recency bias.
Hey, in all seriousness, I'm shocked the Patriots uniform didn't make it on there.
Oh, good one. That's a good one.
It's like, how recent was
terrible
this?
Terrible Pats uniform.
Worst thing to happen at Boston sports this year, Folk missing that extra point against the Ravens. That was the worst thing.
The rain in that game.
It's like, what?
Yeah, you were home watching it. You couldn't even go there. What are you bitching about the rain for? Everybody's bitching. Oh, it rained in that game. You've watched it at home.
Oh.
Hardy was in the warm DraftKings Club watching it.
Jake in Boston, what do you know about the survey?
Boys, 1 point on the survey, 2 points of concern for your football team. The Bob Kraft drop was simple. When you're 2-5, instead of competing for Super Bowls, the old man with his Air Force One and Bon Jovi in the owner's suite starts to look less cool and looks a lot more creepy. The desperation in the post-Brady statements parading around the specifically and perfectly branded plane and buses with those masks. The 18-month legal battle that should have never happened because you should have just admitted guilt in the first place. And that's the drop for Bob Kraft. It was everything, not just the football team. On the football team, Cam Newton, dead silent on social media the last 2 weeks until they win magically a second game in a row. You could say he was humbled a little bit. But once he won.
Is that a good thing?
Well, it was until Sunday night at around 1 o'clock, where once Cam won a second straight game, the victory cigar came out. And he was quick to post a video recap of his entire outfit, right down to calling his gold Louis Vuitton shoes ketchup and mustard. This is a team that has won every single division title since the last Bush administration. And here is Cam Newton going Red Arback after winning a second game in a row. This is why this guy is a loser. And finally, I know Bill's had issues with Alex and Alex's presence over the locker room. Those guys cannot wait to get their post-game photos from David Silverman so they can blast them all over Instagram. If you're Bill, that's the thing you can control over those guys. Ban them from David Silverman photos and boasting about what they did on Instagram.
What is that going to do, though? But what is that going to do, Jake? I don't get why that's a big deal. They're photos.
They don't get their photos. The photos matter. That's the first thing those guys worry about at 9 o'clock.
I didn't know Cam's getting it from David Silverman.
Because they're watermarked, usually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Cam travels with his own crew, too, Jake, so I get to see them taking pictures of him.
Jake, when they win, why does it matter?
Cam has a production crew with him.
Dude, I don't care what you do on social media when you win. You won. You get to do whatever the hell you want.
I don't have a problem, guys.
Just don't throw the Louis Vuitton shoes in your face when you lose. That's when it's like, oh, enough already. When you win, go nuts. You won. They won the game. They beat the Ravens. It was a good win. Go ahead and celebrate it with your fancy hat, wearing your Shriner hat after. You see that thing?
Unless you're convinced. The Fez,
you mean?
The
Fez, yeah. Yeah.
Like Will Ferrell and Austin Powers.
I said it was a guy that was guarding the chalice. The Indiana Jones.
Yeah, no, that's a good one, too.
The knight who's in there? The 800-year-old knight? He wasn't wearing a fez?
No, it was the guy with the mustache. And he had
that guy. That guy. No, unless you feel that part of the reason why Cam Newton wasn't playing well is he was focused too much on social media. So then when he took some downtime, he refocused in on football. You're just grasping at straws. Talking about a very, very small part of his day.
And I agree with
listen,
that.
When the team,
I just, I'm not,
when
I'm
the team
not
sucks, when the team stinks and they look awful on the field, and you see all these, you know, posts about the massages and the outfits, you're sort of like, what are you doing? Will you just focus on getting back to winning? And then when you win, go nuts. Have at it. Post all the photos, videos, recaps, whatever the hell you want. When you win, you get to do that stuff. That should be the way it works. What are you laughing at?
He said it looks like an upside-down hotel ice bucket. Do you know he spends like over those are over 1,000. The hats are in 1,000.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
Suppose he has this designer from Beverly Hills that does them. It's
Cameron is in Atkinson. Cameron.
Hey, Beetle. What's up, though?
Hey, what's up, Cameron?
Cameron.
What's going on?
I saw your tweet about Theo.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the tweet from Jason Stark that said his next chapter is looking like it'll be an ownership role versus a GM role?
Bob Nightingale had that, too.
Yeah. How great would it be if he came back and saved everybody from this unlikable ownership group we have now?
And listen, there's a path there. We're talking a lot about paths this week, Cameron. There is a path there for him to be brought back and be brought into the ownership fold of the Red Sox, overseeing everything as sort of a ownership liaison, right? Give him a percentage point. Give him a percent of the team, you know, 1% stake, and have him be filling in the role of John Henry, right? Like, oh, we got to talk to ownership. Oh, Theo's the ownership representative. It would fix their PR problem. Because they got absolutely smoked again in this survey. And we've taken calls today from fans who just don't like those guys. People do like Theo. So, no, I'm not firing Chaim Bloom. I'm not taking away his responsibilities or any of that. But it would be a good guy to have.
No, make Theo his boss.
As like, the boss of everybody. But everybody should be able to get along with and make that work somehow. Would solve some problems for them. You know, it's probably a complete pipe dream. And it's sort of far-fetched. But I think it's fun to talk about. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you want to get to some fun results in the survey?
Let's do it.
The media portion.
Oh, yeah.
How we did, how we ranked.
Sure.
How you ranked.
Sure.
Oh, the media portion.
Yeah, the media chapter. The sports media chapter of the survey. How do you think I ranked? Says so.
It's the only part of it he read ahead of time.
I know, he loves that part. We'll get to it right after these headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.